All right, Laura, well, I'm back. Good evening, everybody, and thanks for joining us here this evening. It's January 25th, Tuesday night, for our business training call for Perium. And as we were laughing prior to starting the recording of this call, we're going to be talking about communicating with women, and my wife was wondering why I didn't study up on this so 15 years ago or so. But actually, it's a very important subject. We're going to be talking about who are the right types of people to target for your Perium business, and importantly, the differences in communicating with women and with men. And actually, I feel somewhat qualified to talk about this. I've worked in several fairly male-dominated businesses and offices, but actually own my own spa, and my entire staff and almost my entire client base to a person were women, and so spent 2.5 years nonstop communicating with and communicating, learning from how to communicate with women as it related to business. So great training ground and important important information. So let's start with talking about making your list, and then we'll get into the differences between men and women and throughout the process of how you can communicate more effectively with women or with men. But when we make our prospect list, we have a very simple and consistent process, which is quantity first, quality second. And so what you're going to do is you're going to make the biggest list possible from your cell phone address book, your email address book, your physical address book, your business card, your phone list, your church list, your kids' school list, your workplace, your former workplace, your home office files. You're going to be digging and sorting and grabbing and as many people, as many names, as many faces, and even if you have parts and pieces of the information, even if you have an email and a first name but you're not sure of a last name, or even if you, know somebody from, the gym and you know their first name but you don't even know their last name or their email address, but you know where to contact them, put all of them on the list, as many as possible. And then what you're going to do is you're going to prioritize that. And you're going to prioritize it based on two things, the easiest people to talk to and the best people. And tonight we're going to focus a little bit more on who are the best people to talk to. But the easiest people are based on the strength of your relationship with these prospects. So, these are family, friends, neighbors, people that when you say your first name, they know who you are. You call them on a regular basis. You see them on a regular basis. They could be coworkers. So those are going to be the easiest people. And, of course, people that are open-minded, inquisitive, like to try new things, folks that are, you think will be open to and are entrepreneurial. But more importantly, you're looking also to prioritize based on the best people. And I think more importantly, because you're putting together a team, you're putting together a business. You're the CEO of your own business, and so you don't just want to be talking to the people you're comfortable talking to. You also want to be talking to the best people you can put on the team, the best people that you can put into your business. And so, how do you evaluate who are the best people? Well, let me give you this little cheat sheet that I call the 5 C's. And these are the people you'd love in your business. And the first C is contacts. So you're looking for people who have lots of contacts, natural networkers, people who are in a lot of social groups, they're outgoing, they're always forwarding information, they're well-informed, they're opinionated, could be community leaders, probably on the Internet quite a bit, maybe on Facebook, better yet, even on Twitter. So they're folks that have a large reach of people that are in their sphere of influence. Ultimately, when you enroll a new person, you're enrolling their database. And database is just a fancy name for their cell phone address book, their email address book, their physical address book, etc. So you want somebody, if you can enroll person A who has 200 contacts and person B who has 1,000 contacts, chances are person B is going to be better if they're willing to share the product and share the information with their contacts. So, contacts are important, but it's also important that they are outgoing, natural networkers who are willing to forward information. So that's the first best person in our five C's list. The second of our five C's list is credibility. So there may be some other people that you know that have a lot of credibility. They may not be as charismatic or as outgoing or as well-connected, but they may be a real expert in their field. So could be a chiropractor, could be a massage therapist, somebody who might be a bit quieter, but when they open their mouth, especially as it relates to health or especially as it relates to business, people listen. So that's another type of person that you're looking for. And there's overlap. So, I mean, somebody who has lots of contacts and somebody who has lots of credibility could be a community leader. It could be a doctor or somebody who, you know, has. So these are not mutually exclusive lists. The more C's they have, the better. And the third C is commitment. So, you know, you're looking for somebody who's very committed. That person could be somebody going through lots of change, who through their circumstances have become committed because they have to make more money. They have to make this business work, open to more change because they already have change going on in their life. Sometimes people are committed just based on their own personality. I know a lot of folks that are winners. They're tough. They're serious. They're persistent. They have high integrity. Once they say yes, you know, they're going to go down fighting. And, you know, those are the types of folks in general that you're looking for versus somebody who might be flighty or who makes lots of promises and doesn't follow through, overextends themselves. So that's the type of person, the third C there, commitment. The fourth is cash flow. So money can sometimes smooth over, you know, some issues. There are lots of ways through lead generation, buying lead lists, doing trade shows, buying internet advertising, buying traditional advertising, that somebody can become successful by spending money, especially if they're willing to hand out lots of samples, which is the core to our system. So somebody who's got cash flow, oftentimes you may want to pair them up with somebody who's good on the phone, who has lots of commitment, who may not have as many contacts, but is hungry to work. And I'm seeing that more and more throughout the industry, that you're getting these combinations of people, you know, one person who has lots of contacts and another person who has lots of commitment, or one person who has lots of cash flow and another person who has lots of commitment, or one person who has lots of credibility and the other person who's very outgoing, which leads us to our last of our five C's, which is coachable. And so, you know, again, these are not mutually exclusive categories, but finding anybody who's very coachable, somebody who, I think there's a lot of value to having people with network marketing experience, especially if they've been successful in network marketing, because that's going to help with their contact base and that's going to help with their credibility. But if somebody hasn't been successful in network marketing before, you're almost better off with somebody who's not even been in network marketing before, because chances are they're going to be more coachable. And so when you find somebody who's more coachable, you're going to want to spend that additional time with that person, helping them to get started right, helping them to listen to these Tuesday calls, and helping them to understand, you know, what they need to be doing to be successful. So that's how to make a prospect list and how to look for the right types of people to fill out your team. Some of these people are going to be women, and some are going to be men. So let's talk a little bit about, and hopefully not insulting anybody or typing anybody, but making some generalizations that can be helpful for you to give you some perspective and to honor everybody, man or woman, as to how they communicate. And so obviously, you know, there are some women that fit more in this box than, you know, others, and there are some men that fit more in their box than others. And I'm mostly going to be talking about women and some of the unique things of marketing to women, because there are lots of reasons why women should be and generally are better in network marketing. So if you're not focusing enough on women, that can be one of the major adjustments that you can make in your business. And before we talk about how to market to women, let's talk about why marketing to women. And number one is, women control 75% of the family finances. And not only that, but as it relates to health and wellness, it's more than that. So women are used to purchasing nutritional products. Women are used to being focused on the health of their family. So when you're talking to a man, chances are you're not talking to the natural decision maker on these types of situations. Secondly, women launch twice as many businesses as men. So it's not just on the product side, it's also on the opportunity side that women are, you know, used to and interested in being involved in this type of business. So that's an important piece of information, and certainly if you can find a couple in which a man has a job that provides a steady and stable income and the woman is entrepreneurial and is interested in opening up her own business, whether this is her first or whether she's had others before, that's a great, great combination. Women are better networkers than men. There are some amazing statistics. Probably the most amazing statistic is that women talk about different brands 92 times a week. 92 times a week. That's like almost 15 times a day. It's about once an hour a woman is recommending to somebody else a restaurant, a book, a website, a movie, a nutritional product, a business. So that is the normal flow of their life, is to be recommending things to others. And importantly, on the flip side of that, 51% of women will buy something based on one conversation. So based on a friend recommending a movie, a book, a website, more than half will go ahead and take that advice just based on one conversation. So you can see why focusing on women is going to be a very successful strategy, ultimately a more successful strategy than focusing on men, especially in this industry where the majority of distributors are women. So then the question is how to market to women. You know, what are the differences in communication styles and some things especially that are relevant to women as compared with men? Hold on one second. I'm getting some background noise. Let me see if I can clear that out. So, number one, women are more focused on the long term. Men are more focused on the short term. And so that makes women in general more committed. And in general, it makes their decision-making more responsible as it relates to starting a business. Women want businesses that complement their current lifestyle, not complicate their current lifestyle. So if you can make it feel like your prospect is already doing what you're going to ask her to do, and in this case, sounds like she's doing it 92 times a week, she's already recommending something, and that you're going to show her how easy to hand out samples and to let others experience the benefits of health and wellness and weight loss and anti-aging and detox and all those things, then she's going to feel comfortable that this is not another thing in her life that she has to be good at. So don't complicate her life. Complement her life. Women want to be educated, and they care as much about the journey as the destination. And once they get engaged in potential, they're going to start to think about other women and other people that would be interested in the opportunity. So it's very normal for, in the process of talking with a woman about a network marketing business, that she begins to think about who else I can help with this business. So men are more lone wolves, if you will, and women are more pack animals as it relates to business and as it relates to interacting with each other. Women are more observant than men. And so if you're meeting with a woman, if you're talking with a woman, if you're emailing a woman, especially if you're meeting with a woman, that you want to be well-dressed, you want to be on time, you want to be considerate and respectful to her, you want to be considerate and respectful to those around you and her, because she's buying the whole package much more than the men. So the man is looking for short-term, big picture, make money, and men are much more likely to compromise their values to make money. So they're much more likely to if they believe that Purium is the best opportunity to make lots of money, whether they believe in health and wellness or not, whether they know whether or not other people will jump into it, they're willing to make their decision based on their own opinions. Whereas women, they're buying the whole package. They want to know if they're going to be supported, if they're going to be trained. And in the process of talking, you'll find, in general, that they have more questions and are much more engaged in the process to make a good decision, because that decision tends to be more long-term. A couple more things on the different communication styles, then we'll talk about following up and enrolling both women and men and some of the differences. There's a great book, very famous book that you probably heard of, called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, by Dr. John Gray. And he talks about the different communication styles. He talks about the different personal values, emotional needs. And it's really more about personal relationships than business communication, but there are some things that are relevant as it relates to business communication. And one of them has to do with what John Gray calls his point system. And so in the point system, if a man does something big for a woman or anybody, let's say that he buys a $200 gift, he may assign that 20 points. And if he does something small, like take out the garbage, he's going to assign it something small, like 1 point. So in his mind, buying a gift, a big gift, is 20 times more valuable than taking out the garbage. For a woman, they count up the points 1 point at a time. It has much more to do with the act of communication, the act of love. And so she's much more likely to give the gift 1 point and the taking out the garbage 1 point. So great hint for men, do lots of little things for women. And that has to do with the business communication as well, which is lots of follow-up, lots of appreciation, and after they're in your business, lots of appreciation, little things that make a difference. That sincere attention to detail is very important. So as it relates to following up and enrolling, obviously the follow-up process with both, you know, you're going to want to engage them in the emotional side of the business and help them to understand why you're so excited about the business, why you're so excited for them about the business. But you're, with women especially, going to want to ask them, you know, what did you like best, and get them engaged in the process. The other thing that you'll find is women are more likely to make a decision on the spot. They're more likely to spend longer in a meeting exhausting all their questions, but ultimately if you get down to the final question of, you know, do you see any reason not to get started today, if you're willing to ask that question and they've run out of questions, chances are they'll start. And so men, and this comes back to that John Gray book, you know, they like to go into their cave. So men like to withdraw, especially under stress, and most buying decisions are in some way stressful. So more often than not, although most people think, you know, men are more risk takers and quick decision makers and what have you, in this case, chances are that a man is going to step away, evaluate, go back into his cave, or even if he was 100% sure he wanted to do it, just from an ego perspective, want to make you wait on him and think about it. A woman is going to be very engaged in the process, going to be asking lots of questions, and if you've exhausted all the questions and gotten her to the point where she can see how this will fit into her life and see how other people will benefit from being parts of this, she's much more likely to say yes, and not only that, but immediately schedule a getting started training so that she can make her own list and start handing out samples. So in general, my experience is that women are much more coachable than men. No matter what level of business experience they've had, they're open to learning. So, you know, again, I don't want to stereotype too much or be too prejudiced, but this is a business of women, for women, by women, that if you're not marketing to women primarily, if you're not, you know, for every four people you talk to, if three of them are women, you're probably making a mistake and spending too much time with men. Now, certainly, there have been some very experienced and very successful male network marketers, and because of their commitment and because of their business orientation and because of their willingness to promote aggressively, oftentimes the very, very, very best distributors are men. So don't snub your nose at men. But on a day-in, day-out basis, I think you're going to be much more successful marketing to women because they're better networkers, because they control most of the finances, because they launch most of the businesses, and because they're comfortable communicating, especially about health and wellness. So a lot to think about, and hopefully some new ideas to add into your game plan as far as you going out into the marketplace and sharing our business opportunity with those around you. As I said now, for the last several weeks, we've got lots of stuff going on in the corporate office with new information that's going to be coming out over the next 45 days or so, and some exciting changes that will affect your business in a big way and in a very visible way, very positive things going on. So don't wait for those things to happen. Set the table. Start talking to more people. Hand out those samples. Get people engaged in your business. Ask those simple questions. Know who you're talking to. And just don't forget to ask for the order. Don't forget to ask, especially women, do you see any reason not to get started here today? And if she can't think of a reason not to get started, she's going to be in your business, and she and hopefully other folks will be on your team as we launch a lot of new information, a lot of new tools, and other things that will help you build your business. So a lot going on, very, very exciting time. Thanks so much for joining us here this evening. We do these calls every week, same time, same number. So we will catch you next Tuesday night, 1 week from now, same time, same number. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. And go talk to some women. Go talk to some men. Go get some new folks in your business. And, if your list isn't complete, if your list isn't filled with lots of names, and if it's not prioritized appropriately, go do that. Go focus on those five C's and, start back from the beginning. There's no problem in going back through, looking at contacts, credibility, commitment, cash flow, and coachability, and starting to rank folks. And do that with your current team members as well. If you've got dozens or hundreds of people on your team, who's got the most contacts? Who is the most credible? Who's got the most commitment? Who's got the most cash flow? Who is the most coachable? And start ranking your people and spending more time with those that you think have most potential. That's going to be most efficient for you as a CEO and business owner. So go do those things. And we'll catch you next week. It will be February. Don't forget to close out your month strong. Thanks, everybody. Good night.